It's 6:45 I'm Anthony Mernal with KRWG News. Dozens of banners in downtown Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas, and coming soon to El Paso, celebrate a major 30th anniversary, the inauguration of the state's last Democratic and woman governor, Ann Richards. Texas Public Radio's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
The banners feature Ann Richards' image and some of her words to live by. They're the work of the Ann Richards Legacy Foundation. Richards served as governor from 1991 to 1995. She had big white hair, miles of Texas twang, and a sharp wit. The founder of her Legacy Foundation, her former deputy press secretary, Margaret Justice, says Richards was best known for her political toughness.
She was really brave when it came to the public policy issues that she took on. You know, they weren't the most popular things, but criminal justice reform, you know, school finance. She tried to curb gun violence. She brought ethics reform.
Among Richards' quotes, "You can put lipstick on a pig and call it Monique, but it's still a pig," a reference to what she considered wasteful spending by the White House then. Richards died at age 73 from cancer in 2006. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
On the Tuesday Health Watch, Senate Bill 8, the restrictive Texas abortion law that went into effect in September, sparked 660 protests across the country on October 9th, including one in Lubbock. In that West Texas city, abortions have been banned since June. That's when a local ordinance created a pathway for private citizens to sue anyone who helps someone get an abortion, the same tactic behind the state law. Texas Tech Public Media's Casey Ellingston talked with three Lubbock women fighting for reproductive rights.
Inside Lubbock's Planned Parenthood clinic, Director Angela Martinez unpacks one of the small blue bags the group's been handing out since SB 8 took effect.
It comes with emergency contraception.
They're called empowerment kits.
Pregnancy tests, condoms, and then a little palm card, just letting people know what the new restrictions are.
These kits, Martinez says, are one way Planned Parenthoods across Texas are working within the confines of the new state law. The Lubbock clinic we're standing in is relatively new. It just opened last October. Martinez says by April this year, the clinic had started offering medicinal abortions. Prior to that, the region had been without an abortion provider for 7 years, but that only lasted 5 weeks.
It's weird to talk about the timeline of the past year and the hurdles that the Lubbock Health Center has had to go through.
The city's measure, dubbed the Sanctuary City for the Unborn Ordinance, took effect on June 1st. Now, Martinez says the clinic's biggest challenge is getting out the message about other things they do.
We want people to know that we're here. We want people to know that, you know, we're offering as many services as we can.
Services like STD testing and treatment, cancer screening, and giving out birth control. While this may be a conservative part of Texas, Martinez and Planned Parenthood still have like-minded allies, including Lubbock artist Trisha Earle. She's using her artwork to raise money and inform people.
Let me lay these out real quick.
Earle flips through stacks of hand-printed posters in all sizes, pulling out a small rectangular one with the words, "I am Jane," printed in bold block letters. On the back of each I Am Jane poster, Earle includes contact info for three organizations: Women's Protective Services, Lubbock's Rape Crisis Center, and Planned Parenthood.
Oh yeah. Everyone always asks me, who is Jane? Well, Jane can be any of us. So why not have a poster that says I Am Jane, so therefore you can explain to someone who asks you when they see it?
She tells me the series was inspired by a group from Illinois in the early 70s.
The women were finding that a lot of other women did not know where to go, who to talk to, specifically around reproductive health. So they began a group of women, four women. It was called the Jane Collective.
That story resonates with Earle. She says she's always been approached by people needing help, whether for an abortion or just getting birth control.
I'm being asked these questions more than I have ever thought I would ever be.
At last Saturday's rally against SB 8 in Lubbock, Earle's posters were on sale at Planned Parenthood's booth, $10 each, with all proceeds going to the clinic. Kim Gonzalez organized the event. She's worked in healthcare for more than 25 years and only recently became an activist.
When RBG died, it really hit me. And I realized that I need to do more than just vote and watch the news. And so, I started showing up.
She started by showing up at the public hearing the Lubbock City Council held when they were considering the local abortion ban. Gonzalez was one of a few people there supporting Planned Parenthood. Saturday's rally is the biggest thing she's organized so far, and even made a speech.
Fighting for this. Our grandmothers fought for us to have this right 40 years ago, 40 years plus. Why are we still fighting this fight?
Like Trisha Earle and Angela Martinez, Gonzalez says she'll continue using her platform to inform people about their reproductive health options. She says her top priority right now is getting people to urge their reps to fight for the Women's Health Protection Act, a measure recently passed by the U.S. House of Representatives. I'm Casey Ellingson in Lubbock.
Show me what democracy looks like. Yeah! This is what democracy looks like. Show me what democracy looks like.